Asikhangeze.
Shall we pray?
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi uphinde ukhulume nathi ngezwi lakho elingcwele.
Once again, Lord, wouldn't you speak to us through your holy word?
Thulisa izinhliziyo zethu ukuba sizwe iphimbo lakho lasezulwini.
Quieten our hearts that we might hear your heavenly voice.
Amen. Indima yezwi lenkosi esoyifunda namhlanje siyithole ku-Eksodusi.
The passage of scripture that we'll read this morning we find in Exodus.
Exodus isahluko shiyakalombili.
Exodus chapter 8.
Kusukela evesini leshumi nambili kuze kube ivesi leshumi nesihlanu.
From verse 12 to 15.
OMose no-Aroni baphuma kuFaro. UMose wakhala kuJehova. Oh, xolo bazalwane, ngifunda ivesi wrong. Kusukele kukhona nokunjalo ngazi ukuthi kusekudalwa ukuguga yini.
I'm sorry, I just got the verses confused. I don't know if that's the outcome of old age.
Ivesi lokuqala esahlukweni seshumi eshiyakalombili.
From verse 1 of the same chapter.
UJehova wayesethi kuMose, ngena kuFaro uthi kuye usho kanje uJehova uthi bavumela abantu bami ukuba bahambe bangikhonze.
Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go so that they may worship me.
Uma wenqaba ukuba basuke bheka mina ngiyakusho kushaya izwe lakho lonke ngamasele.
If you refuse to let them go, I will plague your whole country with frogs.
Bheka, ayakukhuphuka angene endlini yakho nasekamelweni lakho lokulala naphezu kombhede wakho nasendlini yezinceku zakho naphezu kwabantu bakho nasemaziko akho nasezingqwembeni zakho zoxova isinkwa.
The Nile will teem with frogs. They will come up into your palace and your bedroom and onto your bed, into the houses of your officials and on your people, and into your ovens and kneading troughs.
Yebo kuwena na kubantu bakho nasezincekwini zakho zonke ayakwenyukela amasele.
The frogs will go up on you and your people and on all your officials.
Nayo indima engithanda ukuthi siyibukise kahle eyoba indikimba yalentshumayelo.
And here is the verse I'd especially like us to focus on, which will be the crux of this message.
UJehova wathi kuMose, yisho kanje ku-Aaron, uthi elule isandla sakho nenduku yakho phezu kwemfula, naphezu kweminonjana, naphezu kweziziba wenyusele ezweni laseGibhithe.
Then the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, stretch out your hand with your staff over the streams and canals and ponds and make frogs come up on the land of Egypt.
Bese ningayifundela emakhaya enu, Tina zoqhubeka evesini leshumi nesithupha.
You can read the rest at home, but now we'll continue with verse 16.
UJehova wayesethi kuMose, yisho ku-Aaron uthi yelula induku yakho ushaye uthuli lomhlabathi lube ngomiyane ezweni lonke laseGibhite.
Then the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the ground, and throughout the land of Egypt the dust will become gnats.
Benze njalo ke u-Aaron weluli isandla sakhe nenduku yakhe washaya uthuli lomhlabathi lwabe ngominyane kubantu naseyinkomeni uthuli lonke lomhlabathi lwaba ngominyane ezweni lonke laseGibhite.
They did this, and when Aaron stretched out his hand with the staff and struck the dust of the ground, gnats came upon men and animals. All the dust throughout the land of Egypt became gnats.
Nezanusi zenze njalo ngemlingo yazo ukuba ziveze omiyane, kepha zahluleka. Omiyane babe khona kubantu nasenkomeni.
But when the magicians tried to produce gnats by their secret arts, they could not, and the gnats were on men and animals.
Verse 20.
UJehova
wayesethi kuMose, vuka ekuseni kusasa ume phambi kukaFaro, bheka uyaphuma ukuya emanzini, thana kuye uJehova usho kanje, uthi bavumele abantu bami ukuba bahambe bangikhonze.
Then the Lord said to Moses, get up early in the morning and confront Pharaoh as he goes to the water and say to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go so that they may worship me.
Ngokuba uma wenqaba ukuba basuke, bheka ngiza kuthumela kuwe izibawu nakuzo izinceku zakho nakubantu bakho nasezindlini zakho, izindlu zabaseGibhite ziyakugcwala izibawu kanye nomhlabathi ezikuwo.
If you do not let my people go, I will send swarms of flies on you and your officials, on your people and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians will be full of flies, and even the ground where they are.
Bese sifunde nevesi la ngamashumi amabili. Nane.
And then we read from verse 24.
Wenze njalo uJehova kwangena uswebezane olwesabekayo lwezibawu endlini kaFaro nasezindlini zezinceku zakhe nasezizweni lonke laseGibhite, izwe lachithwa ngenxa yezibawu.
And the Lord did this. Dense swarms of flies poured into Pharaoh's palace and into the houses of his officials, and throughout Egypt the land was ruined by the flies. Let's end there.
Empeleni bekufanele ukuthi sifunde sonke isahluko.
In actual fact, we should have read the whole chapter.
Ngasifunda ngalezi zinsuku.
I read it these days.
Izwi elangithintayo ngaze ngamangala ngifunda leyo ndaba.
And the word which especially touched me, and I was amazed as I read it.
Lapho kuthiwa uNkulunkulu wasebenza lezo zimanga ngomunwe wakhe.
Where it was said, and God did these mighty works through his finger.
uNkulunkulu wasebenza imanga ngomunwe nje wakhe.
God did all these things just through his finger.
Ngithanda ukuba ngikhulume ngomunwe kaNkulunkulu.
And I'd like to speak about the finger of God.
Umunwe kaNkulunkulu kwisithombe nokulinganisa nokufanisa umunwe wakhe.
God's finger, which can be compared or illustrated by his finger.
UNkulunkulu ngumoya akanawo umunwe.
God is spirit. He doesn't have a physical finger.
Akanazo izandla njengathi.
He doesn't have physical hands as we do.
Ngumoya.
Because he is spirit.
Akanazo ingalo.
He doesn't have arms.
Njengokuba thina sazi ingalo.
As we have.
Akanayo neminwe.
He doesn't have fingers.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu uyasifanekisela lento ngolimi esoluzwayo thina.
But God uses this comparison and uses a language that you and I can understand.
Athatha umfanekiso wabantu isidumbu somuntu. UNkulunkulu akanazo isidumbu esifana nathi esakha siqondakala ukuthi isinhloboni.
And God uses the likeness of the human body and uses that in the language that he speaks to us, for we cannot understand and grasp God's body.
Umkhulu uNkulunkulu esabeka sazi lapha eqala khona nalapha egcina khona.
God is awesome. He is great. We cannot grasp where he begins and where he ends. Yesterday, we had three funerals. Robert Mapanga's mother was buried. At Mashaba, another dear brother or sister was buried.
Ngapha kwaNgcwatshwa uNdlunkulu weNkosi Ngubane.
And then here, Nkosi Ngubane's wife, the queen of the tribe, was buried.
Bengifisa ukuthi ngiye kulomngcwabo weNdlunkulu. Bengithanda ukuthi ngibe le emahlaba. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi angisiyena uNkulunkulu, nginomzimba, angikwazi ukuba yonke indawo ngasikhathi sinye. Ngase ngikhethe ukuthi ngiye le eLittleton kunina kaMfundisi Maphanga.
Now I would have loved to attend all three of those funerals, but because I'm not God, I cannot clone myself and divide myself and be present at all three of those places. I had to decide to go to one funeral, and I decided to go there to Lidgerton to the funeral of Robert's
mother. Uwehlela phansi ehlela thina akhondisele phansi ehle phansi ukuba thina bantu sikuzwe akushoyo.
But God, who is so great, we cannot fathom him. It's above our comprehension. He condescends to our level and comes down to our level that we might understand what he says. Now let us return to his finger.
umunwe uyinto encane emzimbeni.
Now the finger is just a small member of the body.
Uma ukhathanisa nesandla nengalo nomzimba wonke.
If you would compare it to the hand, to the arm, and to the whole body.
Umunwe ngaphakamisa into ngomunwe. Kodwa ukuphakamisayo ngeke kufane kube nesisindo njengaleyo nto ungayifukula ngamandla konke.
You can lift something up with your finger, but you won't be able to pick up the same weight that you can when you use all your strengths.
Kusho ukuthi uma kukhulunywa ngomunwe kaNkulunkulu osebenza izimanga enkulu eGibhithe kuFaro, ube kwenza ngomunwe wakhe nje.
So when it says here that God performed all these miraculous signs and works there in Egypt just through his finger, that's all that God required to do that.
God nikishane nje wakhe.
Just through his little finger, his pinky.
Angakwenza kukhulu kunalokho. Ube kwenza njengomunwe wakhe. Uyabona ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu.
He can do much greater things than that. He just needed his little finger to do that. Do you see how great God is?
Umhlaba wagcwala ilwane, imfula yaphenduka yaba igazi. Konke lezo manga nezibonakaliso uNkulunkulu wazenza ngomunwe wakhe omncane nje, akajulukanga, akasebenzanga waze wakhathala. Into ewubala nje kuye.
He turned all the rivers into blood. The whole land of Egypt teemed with those different types of insects. And all of those mighty deeds God just did with his little finger. He didn't need to perspire. He didn't have to exert himself. It was just something insignificant to him.
Umosi lapha esentabeni yaseSinai kuNkulunkulu wabuya nezibhebhe ezamatshe ezimbili. uNkulunkulu waqhopha wabhala izibhebheni zamatshe ngomunwe wakhe.
When Moses came down Mount Sinai, he returned with two tablets of stone on which God had inscribed his laws, and he wrote on those tablets of stone with his finger. Because we use our fingers to write.
Lendaba yokuthi uNkulunkulu wabhala ezibhebheni zamatshe kuyinto eyisimanga.
Now, that God wrote on those tablets of stone is something amazing.
Kuyaqala nga emlandweni wabantu ukuthi kube khona uNkulunkulu abhalayo, abhalela abantu.
That was the first time in the world that an incident like that occurred, where God himself wrote something and wrote it for the children of men.
First time in the history of mankind, ukuba uNkulunkulu abhale ngomunwe wakhe, abhalela abantu into abazoyifunda. uNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe abhalele abantu.
The first time in the history of mankind that God wrote something that people could read and understand.
Ube khuluma ngabaprofeti bakhe.
He had spoken. He had spoken through his prophets and his people, but that was the first time that God actually wrote something.
uNkulunkulu esezulwini ubhalela abantu indaba, incwadi ayifunayo ukuba bayigcine.
God in heaven writing, so to say, a letter to people that he wanted them to read and to keep.
Ngomunwe wakhe.
Just by using his finger.
Esihlabelelweni 8 verse 3 no 4 kuthiwa izulu inyanga nezinkanyezi isibhakabhaka sonke wasenza ngeminwe yakhe nje.
Is it in Psalm 80?
Psalm 8 verse 3 and 4.
In Psalm 8 verse 3 and 4 it says that God created the heavens and the earth, the stars, everything in the heavens just by his finger.
Bese kuthiwa kodwa uyini umuntu ukuba umkhumbule uNkulunkulu udali izinto ezinkulu kangaka.
And then it continues to say, but who is man and what is man that you are mindful of him?
Siyayibona inyanga iseduze.
We see the moon that's close by.
Sebebuya khona.
People have even gone there and back.
Kodwa inkanyezi kude.
But the stars are far away.
Kodwa lezo esiyibonayo azilutho uma usuyiqhathanisa nezinkanyezi zonke. Abezo science bathi ubuningi bezinkanyezi kufana du nesihlabathi esisokwini lolwandle umhlaba wonke jikelele. Uyakwazi ukucabanga into enjalo.
Now the stars are far away, and even the stars which are visible to the naked human eye, they are very few in comparison to all the stars that there are. The scientist tells us that there are as many as the sand grains on the seashore. Can you grasp anything like that?
Zikude ukhanya kunejubane elikhulu kabi. Ningaye nganeni zesikole kwangathi zona zifundisiwe ziyazi ukuthi ukhanya kunejubane elingakanani.
Those stars are far away, many light years, and if you take the speed of light, it's very big, it's very fast. You can go to the school children, they have been taught about that. They'll tell you how fast light travels.
Angikhulumanga nothisha benu nina bala ukuthi banifundisile yini ukuthi inhlamvu inejubane elingakanani, unyazi nokhanya.
Now I haven't gone to your teachers to find out whether they've taught you to compare the speed of a bullet and the speed of lightning, the speed of light.
Ezinye inkanyezi ukukhanya kwazo akafinyeleli la noma sekuyiminyaka eyinkulungwane ezisithupha kukhanya, kodwa ukukhanya akukafiki la. Niyabona ukuthi isibhakabhaka sikhulu kangakanani.
And some of those stars are so far away that their light hasn't even yet reached the earth, even though it's more than 6,000 years ago that they were created, and yet their light hasn't reached the earth. Do you see how great the universe is?
Ezinye inkanyezi ungaphinda ilanga ngaphezu kwekhathi ezikhulu, hundreds of times bigger than the sun.
And some of those stars are so large that they're hundreds of times bigger than the sun.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu uyazazi zonke, uzibiza ngamagama.
But God knows all those stars and he even calls them by name.
Bese kuthiwa ePhayipelini, kodwa umuntu uyini ukuba umkhumbule.
And then the word says, but what is the son of man that you care for him?
uNkulunkulu ke wakhuluma kuMose. Wathi Mose, hamba uye kuFaro, hamba noAaron umfowenu niye kuFaro ukuthi akadedele abantu bami bahambe bayongikhonza.
And then God spoke to Moses and he said, you and Aaron, go to Pharaoh and speak to him and say to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go.
Prayer breakfast. Ngoba uhulumeni wakwaZulu. Dalo kanye ngonyaka kungakaqalwa iParliament bebe nomthandazo wasekuseni. Bethi ngono standards eqala singakaqali singakavula iParliament.
Now I remember many years ago I was in Durban at a prayer breakfast of the KwaZulu-Natal government and parliament because they always used to begin with a prayer breakfast before they would open parliament.
Kwakhuluma umbishop wamaluthela.
And there,
what's Mpumulo?
A Lutheran bishop from Mpumulo spoke there.
Wafunda lelizwi uNkulunkulu ethi kuFaro, let my people go, but tetela abantu bamba hambe. Ube kusho maqondana nohulumeni wakhona wamabhunu ukuthi abadedele ukuthi abantu abantsundu bahambe.
And he read this word where God said, let my people go. And he spoke about the Afrikaner government that they had to let the blacks go and give them their freedom.
Ukuba bantu bathola inkululeko. Hayi ukuthi akachazanga kodwa ngezo ukuthi akasho ukuthi basiphume Africa baye kwelinizwe. Kodwa bathola inkululeko.
Now, he didn't mean by that they should be set free to leave the country, but that they would be free in the country.
Kodwa lapho ngifunda ngalezi insuku ngifunda iBhayibheli ngabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathi Moses hamba umtshele uFaro tedele abantu bami ukuthi bangikhonze. Hayi ukuthi bathole inkululeko kodwa bangikhonze. Maye kubantu abathola inkululeko bengamkhonzi uNkulunkulu ngoba leyo nkululeko iyoba iqalekiso kubona uma bengamkhonzanga uNkulunkulu.
These days when I read the purpose for which God said, let my people go. He said, so that they may worship me. Not just for them to have their liberty and freedom, but that they might serve God. Woe to those people who get their liberty and they don't use it to serve God.
Asibuyeleke kuMose lapho ethi Faro tedela abantu bahambe uNkulunkulu waqala nga selokhu kwadalwa umuntu ku 2500 years cisho plus minus ukuze kudaleke izimanga nezibonakaliso emhlabeni.
And let's get back to Moses now, where he went to Pharaoh saying to him, God says, let my people go. And that was the first time also in the history of the world, 2500 years approximately since the creation of the world, where God performed these miraculous signs.
Supernatural signs and wonders. Never before was there a supernatural sign or miracle. Moses was the very first person in history to perform miracles.
Kwaqala nqa emlandweni wesintu nomhlaba kuba uNkulunkulu asebenze lezi zimangaliso ezingaphezu kwesayensi ezingenzeki ngokujwayelekile ezenza lezi zimanga ngoMose
bezingekho imanga nezimangaliso phambi kwalokho ama signs ne wonders waqala ngoMose uMose waba umuntu oqala owenza imanga emhlabeni emlandweni wabantu.
Moses was the first person in the history of the man of mankind who performed these miraculous signs.
UNkulunkulu wazenzelani izimanga nezibonakaliso ngoMose na?
Why did God perform these supernatural signs and wonders through Moses?
Wakwenza ukuba uFaro abone ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona nomhlaba wonke wazi ukuthi uJehova unguNkulunkulu noNkulunkulu nguJehova.
He did that so that Pharaoh would understand that God exists and that the whole world, all of mankind, would know that God exists.
Ngifundileke imanga uNkulunkulu azenzile ngomiyane ngamaselesele ngegazi uNkulunkulu azenzile ngoMose.
And I read about some of these signs and wonders that God performed through Moses, about the nets, about the frogs, etc.
Wathatha induku yakhe washaya uthuli lwaphenduka labe umiyane, umiyane ohlabayo ngisho inkomo.
He took his staff and he struck the dust of the ground, and the dust of the ground became nets which stung people as well as animals.
Ziningi izimanga uNkulunkulu wathi wathatha induku yakhe uMose wayibamba phezu kwemfula yaphenduka yaba igazi.
There were many wonders that God performed through him. Moses took his staff, he stretched it out over all the rivers and the water, and it turned into blood.
La pelikazi.
And blood came to an end.
Wamisa ikazi. Isa uFaro hayi nezanusi zami zingakwenza lezo zimanga.
But Pharaoh said, and then the blood stopped again after that, when he said it should stop. But Pharaoh said, my magicians can do the same thing. And so these magicians performed their signs, and indeed the water also turned to blood. But they weren't able to stop that the blood would return to water again.
Ziningi imanga azenzayo uNkulunkulu ngaye uMose.
There were many
uFaro ebiza izanusi zakhe nazo zakwenza.
There were quite a few wonders and signs that Moses performed where Pharaoh called his magicians and they were able to copy that.
UMose wayilahla induku yakhe phansi.
Moses threw his staff down on the ground.
Yaphenduka yaba inyoka.
And it changed into a snake. And Pharaoh said, oh, my magicians can do the same thing.
My person to go pansi. Zaphenduka zaba inyoka.
And they cast their staff or their sticks onto the ground. They also turned into snakes.
What do we smanga? Inyoka kaMose. Yasuka yawagwinya onke lawa wezanusi.
But the amazing thing was that that staff of Moses, which had turned into a snake, went and it swallowed all the others.
Nkulunkulu wathi manje shaya ke uthuli lomhlabathi.
And then God said, now strike the dust of the land.
Walishaya uthuli lwaphenduka lwaba omiyane ezihlabayo.
And then when he did that, the dust of the ground changed and became gnats, which went around stinging people and animals.
Pharaoh
said, my magicians can do the same thing. And they struck the dust of the ground. Nothing happened. They tried again. Nothing happened. The dust didn't become gnats.
Izanusi zathi, Aige, Faro, Loku, Kwenziwe, Umunwe, Kankulunkulu.
And then the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God.
Kushukuti, Baibone lukuti lawa manzake. Afana mandlabo angaphezu kwamandlabo kumunwe kaNkuluNkulu into ephezu kwalokhesinakho thina.
They understood that the power of God is incomparable to their power. It was much greater than their power.
Yazi leyo tiyangikhumbuza izinto. Abahedeni babona ukuthi umunwe kaNkuluNkulu lo.
Now this reminded me of certain things where heathen, the pagans would understand that this is the finger of God.
Uyazi kaningi abahedeni abantu abangakholwa bawubona umunwe kaNkuluNkulu kodwa amakholwa awaboni.
Do you know that very often the heathen recognize the finger of God, where Christians fail to do so?
And
that's why I often say to people, if you want to hear the truth, don't go to the Christians. They are gullible. They are deceived. If you want to know the truth, go and ask the heathen, and they'll tell you what is the truth.
Don't
go to a Christian if you want to know whether smoking is a sin. No, you'll try and evade the issue, beating about the bush. Go to a heathen, and he'll tell you straight, it is a sin.
Yana kumuntu ongakholwa ongumhedeni umbuze yena uyokutshela iqiniso okufanele nokungafanele.
If you doubt whether something is right or wrong, go to a heathen and ask him. He'll tell you very clearly what is right and what is wrong.
Iqondizwi lenkosi elithi bazophuma empumalanga nasentshonalanga kodwa amakholwa abantwana bombuso bazokhishelwa phandle.
That is why I understand the word that says they'll come from the east and from the west, but the children of the kingdom will be cast out and rejected.
Into edabukisayo leyo ukuthi amakholwa ayisivivi ahluleke ukuhlukanisa. Bathatha okubi, bathathe nokuhle, bakubhange, bakushebe, kube isijingi, bakuhle. Kodwa umuntu ongakholwa uzothi ayifanele lento.
That's something heartbreaking, that lukewarm Christians fail to discern. They take that which is good and that which is bad, and they make compromises. They mix it all up into a stew which they eat. They fail to discern between that which is good and evil.
Izanusi zathi, Pharaoh, lento esiyibona manje ayingangathi ingaphezu kwethu. Lokhu kumunwe kaNkuluNkulu.
And the magician said to Pharaoh, this which we witness now, that is above our strength. That's not on our level. This is the finger of God.
kuite dabukisayo uma ufika makholwa engaboni engaboni umunwe kaNkuluNkulu umhedeni uzo hayi uNkuluNkulu lo uNkuluNkulu uyakhuluma uNkuluNkulu uyazibonakalisa kodwa umuntu okholwayo cha akakuboni.
It's heartbreaking when Christians cannot recognize the hand of God and the working of God, where a heathen will tell you, this is now God speaking through this, but a Christian doesn't realize and understand it.
Thandaza wena, ucele kuNkulunkulu, avula amehlo, ukuze ubone umunwe kaNkulunkulu.
Pray that God might open your eyes, that you will recognize the finger of God.
Ngoba umungabo uqonda umunwe kaNkulunkulu maye uma usuhlangana nezandla zakhe noma ngengalo yakhe enamandla.
Woe to you if you do not recognize his finger when he moves his finger, because you meet up with his whole hand and his mighty arm.
Amandla kaNkulunkulu makhulu kakhulu.
God's power is incomprehensibly great.
Wawaveza ukuba umhlaba wonke uqonde ubukhulu bakhe ubonwe umunwe wakhe ngezimanga lezo uNkulunkulu azenzayo eGibhithe eyosindisa abantu bakwa-Israyeli.
And God demonstrated his power and made it manifest that people would see and realize it through those wonders and signs that he performed in delivering his people from Egypt.
Siyaqala ngaye uMose ukuthi sizwe ngomunwe kaNkulunkulu.
And it is through Moses first that we hear of the finger of God and we see it.
Sigcina futhi ngenkosi uJesu lapho ikhipha amademoni. Bathi abaFarisi, ukhiphe imoya emibi ngenkosi yamademoni uBelzebule.
And then we saw it through Jesus when he performed mighty miracles and signs, delivering people from demons and evil spirits, where the Pharisees said, but he's doing it through the prince of the demons, through Beelzebul.
Inkosi yathi, umbuso ungama yini uma uhlukana phakathi? Iqembu lingama yini uma lihlukene phakathi?
And Jesus said, but can a house that is divided stand? Can any party or group that is divided stand?
Athi pho uSathane angamkhipha yini omunye uSathane?
He said, will Satan ever drive out another demon? Said, when I drive out these demons, it is through the hand and the finger of God. Because through Jesus as well, the finger of God was made manifest when he conquered over all these evil powers and principalities.
Ngithanda ukuphetha ngencwadi yabaseFeso.
And I'd like to close with a word from Ephesus, Ephesians.
Kusukela evesini leshumi nashiyakalolunye.
From verse 19.
Noma asiqale evesini leshumi nesihlanu.
Well, let's start from verse 15.
Ngalokho nami sengizwile ngokholwa okukini enkosini uJesu nothando kubo bonke abangcwele.
That's chapter 1 verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints,
angiyeki ukubonga kenxa yenu, nginikhumbule emkhulekweni yami.
I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu yise wenkazimulo aniphe umoya wokuhlakanipha nokwambulelwa ekumazini yena.
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
Ekhangisiwe amehlo enhliziyo yenu ndize nazi okuyithemba lobizo lwakhe nokuyingcebo yenkazimulo yefa lakhe kubo abangcwele.
I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
Nokungubukhulu obumangalisayo bamandla akhe kithini esikholwayo, nokusebenza kwamandla akhe amakhulu.
And his incomparably great power for us who believe, that power is like the working of his mighty strength.
Asebenze ngawo kuKristu emvusa kwabafileyo wamhlalisa ngakwesokunene sakhe ezulwini.
Which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
Ngaphezu kwakho konke ukubusa negunya namandla nobukhosi namagama onke aphathwayo.
Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
Wakubeka konke phansi kwezinyawo zakhe, wamisa beyinhloko phezu kwakho konke kulo ibandla.
And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church.
Uma bulalelisisa ukufunda kwethu ubambile uPaulile ukuthi ukhuluma ngokuvuleka kwamehlo enhliziyo.
If you had listened attentively to God's word, you would have heard that it was speaking here about the opening of the eyes of the heart.
Ukuze abakholwayo babone ubukhulu bamandla kaNkulunkulu.
That the believers would grasp about the greatness of the power of God.
Ngisho ukuhlonipha ingomunwe nje kodwa ubuNkulunkulu bakhe emnini imandla onke.
And I say this respectfully, not only that of his finger, his little finger, but the power of God as in his mighty power.
So
that power that God used in raising Jesus from the dead.
Atata zonke izitha zakhe no Satan na mademona wa phansi.
And he took all his enemies, all the powers and principalities, and Satan himself, and placed him underneath the feet of the Lord Jesus.
And
he is placed and enthroned far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title. His name is above every other name or title that can be given. Any other dominion, whether it be Beelzebul, whether it be Diabolus, you can give any name or title, even cancer or HIV and AIDS, his name is above every other name.
Noma isifo noma ukufa noma isihogo amandla akhe angaphezu kwakho konke lokho.
Take any disease, take hell itself, and his name and power is greater than that.
Athi ngiyathandaza ukuba nini enikholwa kuJesu Kristu kuvuleka amehlo enu nibone ubukhulu bamandla kaNkulunkulu.
And he says, I'm praying for you believers that your eyes might be opened, that you might see this incomparable great power of God.
Ukuba lawo mandla asebenze kinina phakathi kwenu.
And that this power would be at work in you and amongst you.
Uyazomunye washo kimi wathi hawu ntsundu ngeke nabamhlophe abasha ngeke bahlukane nezono.
Now a person told me, he said, you know, the blacks and also the white youth, they'll never part from sin. They will never be able to be victorious over the world. They will never conquer the world.
Ngoba bayizimpumputhe ngaphakathi abawazi amandla kaNkulunkulu ukuthi angakanani.
You know why they say that? Because they themselves are blind and they do not know and understand the power of God.
Uma lamandla asebenza entombini noma entsizweni uyosindiswa gelekeqe.
When that power is at work in the life of a young man and a young woman, they will be saved completely to the uttermost.
Bazokuqulwa noma besezweni njengoJoseph eGibhithe, anqobe nokunqoba, anqobe ijele, anqobe isifebe esikaPotifaro, anqobe onke amandla kaSathane, anqobe nejele.
And they'll be victorious in the world, like Joseph was there in Egypt, where he conquered that prostitute of a woman, that immoral woman, Pharaoh's wife, Potiphar's wife, and he was victorious even there in jail, until he was seated at the right hand of Pharaoh.
When umma ubone amandla ezanusi nabathakathi nezinyanga esebenzisa imithi eyinhlobonhlobo, usabe amandla kaNkulunkulu awabonakalisile kithina engaka, ukuze ube novalo, ukuze usabe, kusho ukuthi amehlo akho angaphakathi akavuleki.
If you can still be afraid and fear the power of magicians, of witches and witch doctors, when you've seen what they have done, it's only because your eyes haven't yet been opened to see the incomparably great power of the God in whom we believe.
Uma isephuma kuDominus Evite, uzongena athathwe izwe, athathwe idilophu, iqiniso lelo. Kodwa kwenzekelani lokho? Ngoba abakaze bawabona amandla kaNkulunkulu. Akukaze kuvuleka amehlo abo angaphakathi.
The reason why school children can finish school at Dominus Evite and go out into the world is because their spiritual eyes have never been enlightened. They've never seen this incomparably great power of God.
Now, mzali, uze ube novalo ngengane zakho. Mhlambe awukawabona amandla kaNkulunkulu, awazi ukuthi angakanani. Nengane yakho ayikakazi ikupauli ethi angiyeki ukunikhulekela nginxusela kuNkulunkulu ukuba avuleka amehlo enu ndiwabona amandla amakhulu kaNkulunkulu amandla omunwe wakhe amandla omzimba wakhe phakathi kwebandla lakhe.
And the fact that you as a parent are afraid that your child might not remain faithful is because your eyes have not yet been opened. The eyes of your heart have not yet been enlightened, and perhaps that of your child as well. You haven't yet seen the finger of God and His incomparably great power at work.
Abaxekisanga abamphikanga uNkulunkulu bebaza amandla kaNkulunkulu yikho benqoba namalangaphi behamba phezu kwamalahla avuthayo bebemazi yena umnini mandla onke bebathathu kodwa umasebe phakathi yathi inkosi ngibona ba abantu abane kanti sponsor abathathu lo wesine ufana nendodana kaNkulunkulu wehla uJesu wahamba phakathi kwabo uyamazi uJesu na namandla akhe ukuthi wanqoba ukufa wanqoba isihoko wanqoba umhlaba wanqoba ababusi bonke bobumnyama. Iwo ke lawo mandla uma uJesu esengene kuwe owatholayo yikho iBhayibheli lithi sisodwendweni lokunqoba siyanqoba nokunqoba.
And that is why Paul said, I keep on praying for you that the Lord might enlighten the eyes of your heart that you might see the power of God. Those three young men there in the fiery furnace, they knew the power of God. That's why they didn't fear. And Jesus himself came down and he was there amongst them. And that king saw that and said, he is like the Son of God, that fourth one that is amongst them. We only threw three into the fiery furnace. Do you know the Lord Jesus? Have you experienced his power that has conquered all the principalities, all the powers, evil powers of this world?
Nazi bonakaliso eziya kubalandela abakholwayo noma bephuza ukubulalayo kungonikwa lutho noma belunywa inyoka kungabi naqala noma bazonyathela ofezela ngenxa yalamandla amakhulu kaNkulunkulu.
And that is why God's word says we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And that you will even drink that which is, you'll drink poison and it won't harm you. Snakes will bite you and it won't have any effect on you. We are more than
conquerors.
You say, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of what they'll do to me. You see the power of the enemy, but you do not see the power of God.
Amandla kaNkulunkulu makhulu kunesibham noma umuntu asibeke lathi adubula singaqhumi.
And you just see that person that threatens you, say, if you don't do this now and commit this sin, I'll kill you. He's got a knife against with you, threatening you with a knife, a gun against your head. And you see that. You don't realize that God's power is greater than that. That gun won't go off unless God would allow it.
Paul says he prays for them earnestly that they may know God's great power. Do you know that? Power to be more than conquering. Power to overcome every evil that may come your way. Do you know that? Are you experiencing that? Is that your daily life? If not, may Paul's prayer be answered in your life.
UPaul uthi ngiyanikhulekela ukuba kuvuleka amehlenu ukuba niwazi lamandla amakhulu kaNkulunkulu. Uyawazi yini lawa mandla? Usuku nosuku kuyimpilo yakho na. Uma kungenjalo, kwangathi lo mkhuleko kaPaul kungaphenduleka nasempilweni yakho.
Fika uqasuka nje uyawa. Fika iqubu nje liyakungena.
Irritability comes your way and it just enters into you so easily.
Mfana ubona intombazana afaka amabhlugwe. Usuyawa, usutheneka amandla okukholwa.
And you as a young man, you see a girl dressed indecently and then you just fall for her and you fall into sin and you lose your strength.
Just interpret what I said literally. Not dressed indecently.
The girl dressed in pants.
Yes, that's what I said. One man told me, I've forbidden my wife to wear pants. And she knows it. If she does, I'll divorce her. She's got to go. I said, but why? He says, look, I'm a man. And I know if a woman walks around with pants, tight pants, what it does to a man. Now I say to that man, do you know the power of God to save to the uttermost, to sanctify, to set free?
Enye indoda yasho ukuthi umngani ngamnqabela ukuba afake amabhlugwe ngathi uma ifake ibhlugwe ngizohlukana naye ngoba ngiyazi mina ngiyindoda ukuba uma wesilisa abone wesifazane gqoke ngaleyo ndlela kumenzani sengithi nakuyo leyo ndoda uyawazi lamandla kaNkulunkulu angakhulula futhi akuncwelise kulokho.
Friends, what an incredible privilege here God has given to us because of his great, great power. If only his finger could overcome Pharaoh, the prince of the whole world, the strongest army, the strongest country, just the finger of God. How much more God in his strength make you more than conqueror.
Zihlobo, siyayibona le nhlanhla enkulukazi kangaka uNkulunkulu asiphe yona ukuba sibe nalawa amandla. Uma yena wakwazi ukunyakazisa umunwe wakhe nje anqobe isizwe esikhulu esinamandla kuleso sikhathi namabutho aso nenkosi yakhona kangakanani ezimpilweni zethu angasenza sibe sodwendweni lokunqoba.
Izindluke zanamuhla zezimodern zineentambo zinamapipe zinamaplug bese wena uma unefridge noma unokukhanya ungakhanyisa ugesi ngeke khanya. Kodwa uma uthatha iplug ulifake phakathi kuzothi ba khanya kube khona ugesi. Isitofu sivuthe, pheka ukudla, amanzi abile. Kukhanye la kumnyama khona because you are plugged in. Iplug lakho fakiwe, uxhumana nalo ugesi. manje wena iplagi lakho lifakiwe kuNkulunkulu.
Modern homes have electricity, and the electrical devices need to be connected to the power source. It needs to be plugged in. Unless you plug it in, you can switch it on, it won't work. But connect it to the power source, and the stove will work. It will cause water to boil, cook the food. Are you plugged in to the power of God?
A personal question. Are you plugged in or not? Don't leave this auditorium without having answered that question that I ask you personally. Are you plugged in? If not, then I can understand why you are not a bright outshining. You're a rotten egg. Even here at KwaSizabantu, you're not plugged in.
Ngikubuza wena qobo lwakho ukuthi wena uplagiwe yini kulawa amandla na. Uma kungenjalo, ngeke ngingabazi ngimangala ukuthi awukhanyi ngani ube izihamba nelibolile khona la emishini.
Awukhanyi, uyasola, unobuso bumuncu, ayikho inkazimulo, uyakriticiza, sola izinto ukhonone.
Wena uxhumene noNkulunkulu.
Ugesi lukaNkulunkulu luyangena yini kuwe? Ulikholwa linjani?
You've got a sour face, criticizing, you don't shine. Are you plugged into God? Is that the kind of thing that happens if the God's power and electricity flows through you?
Ngambuzo omunye umuntu ngathi kodwa ihlobo zakho odade wenu nabafowenu bakukho bakuyo indlela umcingo na.
I asked one person, are your brothers and sisters on this narrow way?
Wathi hayi khona kodwa noma bengahlangene nathi bahlangene namasonto bayasonta.
He said, no, they're not really with us, but at least they go to church and they attend church. And I said, just church going, just attending church. Now in Zulu, there's a word that's similar to that says that your neck is twisted or you are also twisted. Just going to church causes a person to be twisted.
Ngisho nawe noma ungaba phakathi kwe-revival uma wangafakwa kwafakwa iplug lakho kuNkulunkulu uyoba isiqalekiso phakathi kwethu.
Just attending
yophumula msukwane ufile uma ungaphendukanga.
Just attending church is no help. It'll just cause me to be twisted. I don't fight against churches, but I fight against you, that even if you are in revival, but you're not plugged into God, you will be a curse right here, and I'll rest the day that you're no longer here.
Umbuzo wami, wena uthumekile njenge plug no Eskom, ngena ugesi ka Eskom. Kodwa wena uplugwa kuNkulunkulu, ugesi kaNkulunkulu kuwe. Makholwa bazalwane ngiphumene noNkulunkulu. Ugesi lukaNkulunkulu ubungcwele bukaNkulunkulu, amandla kaNkulunkulu akuwe. Noma umuntu akuthinte ezwe engenwa ugesi lwasezulwini.
One can plug an electrical device into Eskom. Tell me, are you plugged into God? Do you experience God's power in your life? Do you experience His holiness? And when somebody touches you that they experience that they are electrified because of you, or electrocuted, so to say.
Kwathwa ngiyathandaza ukuthi kuvuleka amehlo eni inhliziyo niwabona makhulu amandla makhulu kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi asebenze kinina amandla kaNkuluNkulu asebenza ku noma kusebenza amandla enkanuku amandla wamademoni wenkabango emibi amandla okuhleba Amagqubu inzondo inkani.
Paul says, I'm thankful because I heard of your faith, but I pray for you that your eyes might be enlightened, that you may know God better, that you might know his power. Do you know that power, or do you know the power of lust, of grudges, and all other types of sins in your life?
Abantu izanumsizo umhlaba ziyabona inumunwe kaNkuluNkulu kuwe na zize zithi hey nathi siyakwazi ukudala inyoka nathi ulwandle sidala izilwane sidale igazi kodwa lokho kungaphezu kwamandla ethu umunwe kaNkuluNkulu lolu Umunwe likaNkuluNkulu uyabonakala yini kuwe uma lungabonakali uma lungabonakali sizothini sithi phenduka wena mhedeni uthi ngiyumntwana kaNkuluNkulu ngamukela uJesu uJesu wakhe ufile yini kusho ukuthi uEskom wakhe ufile kodwa uma uxhumene naye noma ungaba ingane no 5 years noma umuntu omdala no 50 years noma ube teenager noma uyilokhuza light domino ngahlangana nabanye abasha izolo ngahamba ngababingelela abanye abangitshela ukuthi laba bantu osubabingelele bebefunda la eDomini Sevita bahamba bamitheka basezweni ngani abahlangana nganamandla kaNkuluNkulu abawazanga baza amandla omhlaba baza amandla ezono baza amandla enkanuko Baza amandla okugebenga amandla okweba kodwa amandla kaNkuluNkulu abawazi
Can the magicians of Egypt see the finger of God in your life? If not, what can I say to you but repent? Yesterday I greeted some of the young people at the funeral there and then some afterwards told me, do you know those young people that you've just greeted? They used to be at the school at DSS, but afterwards they left the school, they went into the world, got pregnant out of wedlock, etc. They know the power of lust and all the other types of power of this world, but they never knew the power of God.
Ngithike hamba ke wena umuntu wesihogo wena osemdinini kaFaro noma uNkulunkulu eveza umunwe wakhe wayikhonke inhliziyo yakhe
I don't know what language I should speak in order for me to make you understand this and if you don't want to understand then I can only say go your way you man of sin Because you belong to the family of Pharaoh. When God spoke to him, he hardened his heart.
When he revealed his finger to you, when he touched you by his finger, you didn't even realize it, or acknowledge it, or feel it. You must be DEAD.
lapho uNkulunkulu ekuthinta ekunyakazise ngomunwe wakhe awubonanga awukuzwanga ngamanye amazwi ufile.
Don't call yourself a believer, you're a liar.
Ungazibiza ukuthi ulikholwa ngoba ungumqambi manga.
Uma kufakwa iplug yakhanya. Uma kungakhanyi amanga.
If you connect that plug, the light will shine. And if it doesn't shine, it's a lie that you plugged in.
Iglobe ingaba khona kodwa ngeke khanye ngoba xhumene nogesi luka Eskom. Awuxhumene nogesi kaNkulunkulu noma unomfazi ongasile noma unengane ezingalaleli kodwa uma uhlangana nabo bazozwa ugesi lwasezulwini.
The globe can be there, but if it's not connected to the power source, to Eskom, it won't shine. And likewise with you, if you're not connected to the power of God, then the light won't shine in you. You might have a wife that is troublesome, children that are troublesome, but if you are connected to the power of God, they will feel that electricity in you. That
power.
Now let's all pray together. May I hear your word, my Lord. I work through Lord Jesus through your grace in the heart of each and every one.
Moya ongcwele khanyisa vula mehlo sebenze ukuba ilona lowo aqonde lemfihlakalo yombuso wezulu yokhumana noNkulunkulu ngeqiniso.
Holy Spirit, enlighten, open the eyes of the heart of each one that they might grasp this heavenly mystery of being connected to God and the power of God.
Ukuze singabi ngabantu abalahlwayo ngokuba nesimo sokumkhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa bewaphika amandla.
That we might not be disqualified and rejected, having the form of godliness but denying its power.